I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. After years of debate, Ohio this week joins other states, the majority of which permit licensed gun owners to carry concealed weapons under certain circumstances. But as NPR's Janet Babin reports, this transition is not going smoothly.
Jim Irvine is a spokesman for the pro-gun rights group Ohioans for Concealed Carry. He's waited about a decade for this day, and now it's finally here.
Got all my paperwork ready, and I'm ready. I'm excited.
The American Airlines pilot is applying for a license to carry a hidden gun. He's gotten a training course as required by the new law. All he has to do now is pass a background check and pay a fee. Inside the state's largest sheriff's office, Irvine spoke with Sergeant Robert Palko, who had a little bit of disappointing news.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to submit my application for a concealed carry license this morning.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're not set up for that right now to accept your application. Do you have your application?
Yes, I do.
Is it all filled out?
Yes, it is.
Okay, unfortunately, we're not set up for that.
Why not?
Walking almost out of the microphone's reach, Palko told Irvine that the reason for the department's tardiness is that the state didn't give sheriff's offices enough time to prepare.
We're at March 20th, we received how we're going to do this.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I didn't give us enough time to get it done.
After this encounter, Jim Irvine filed a lawsuit against any sheriff's offices that are delaying applications, but most handed them out promptly. While Irvine is pushing to speed up the process, for many business owners, it has come too fast. Under the new law, employees could be allowed to carry concealed weapons into the workplace. Advertising agency owner Mark Jacobson just found out that he can prohibit concealed guns at his business. He finished posting signs a few days ago to keep all concealed guns out.
You don't know for sure somebody's mind state. To have the possibility that, you know, whether it be a former disgruntled employee or a client or any supplier walk in the building with a concealed handgun and get in an argument with somebody, you don't know what can happen, and that's frightening.
Ohio is joining 35 so-called right to carry states. They allow anyone who meets the criteria to carry a concealed weapon. Lewis Tolley with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence says such laws don't offer police enough choices.
Under this law, if the police know that you are abusive, if they know that you are mentally unstable, but you've never been convicted, they are required to give you a concealed weapon permit and let you walk around with a hidden handgun.
But John Lott with the American Enterprise Institute says fears about the law are unfounded.
You'd think people would get a little bit tired of saying the sky's falling.
Lott has done extensive research on concealed carry laws and crime rates. He argues that states that adopted these laws actually had drops in violent crime rates.
The most recent numbers up through 2000 indicate that for each additional year that a right to carry law is in effect, you'll see an additional 1% drop in murder rates over and above any national declines that you see.
But Lott's statistics don't impress this veteran Cleveland police officer who asked not to be named because he doesn't want to suffer repercussions for his position on concealed carry. He worries that the law will encourage vigilantism.
You know, I'm going to save the world. I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to go to the bank one day and somebody's going to hold it up and I'm going to be the hero. You know, I'm going to save the world with my weapon.
But regardless of the officer's misgivings, he and all other police officers in the state will have to enforce the new concealed carry law. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.